Are you looking for a Christ-centered, cross-focused church? Check out the Find a Church page at our website, issuesetc.org. Are you tired of worship that's more about self-help than the Savior, the Christian rather than the Christ, and Christ in you instead of Christ for you? It's not about you, it's about Jesus for you. Find a church near you, issuesetc.org, and click Find a Church.
Pleased to announce that we have an agreement. With the help of the President, the Speaker, we were able to come with an agreement to protect the sanctity of life and the health care reform.
Simply put, an executive order issued by the President is not worth the paper it is printed on.
We call out from our hearts with prayer for all those impacted by and engaged in this work for comprehensive and compassionate immigration reform.
The Church should offer its ministries of compassion to people and certainly proclaim its message of the gospel to all people, but the government has a very different providential role, which includes, above all, to enforce the law.
Southern Illinois truck drivers, love issues, etc.
It kind of makes sense, doesn't it? If you're afraid you're going to lose your job, if you have lost your job, if you're afraid your spouse is going to lose their job, or if you're afraid you're not going to be able to make the mortgage payment, you're not going to rock the boat. Even if your marriage is falling apart, maybe you're thinking about divorce when times were better, but apparently now that times are not so good, we talk about being in this great recession, the divorce rate is down. The headline from the Washington Post, estranged spouses increasingly waiting out downturn to divorce. Is this good news? Or is it bad news? We're going to be talking about the drop in the divorce rate, apparently due to some economic circumstances. Here in the first part of this hour of Issues, Etc., I'm Todd Wilkin. Thanks for tuning us in. Jennifer Roback Morse will be our guest. We're coming to you live this Friday afternoon, March the 26th, 1-877-623-MYIE. That's our call-in number, 877-623-6943. Email us here in the studio, talkback@issuesetc.org, or Twitter us at @issuesetc. After our conversation with Dr. Jennifer Roback Morse about a bad economy and a dropping divorce rate, we'll listen to some of your comments from the Issues Etc. comment line. Then we'll play Issues Etc. soundbite of the week, as we usually do here on Friday afternoons. Soundbite of the week is, we play 4 Issues Etc. soundbites, you listen, then you vote. 1-877-623-6943. Talk back at issuesetc.org or Twitter us at @issuesetc. Dr. Jennifer Roback Morse is founder of the Ruth Institute based in San Marcos, California. She taught economics for 15 years at Yale and George Mason Universities, and she's author of the books Love and Economics and Smart Sex. Jen, welcome back.
Thanks, Todd.
Is this good news or bad news, staying together because of a bad economy?
Well, it's a good news, bad news type of situation. I mean, surely the economy is bad news, you know, and families are struggling. And typically, difficult times and poor economic circumstances and things like that, usually that puts people at risk for divorce. And so often you expect to see an increase in the divorce rate associated with somebody losing their job, for example, things like that. But in this case, the good news is that people are looking at this and saying, we can't afford to get divorced. Divorce is so expensive, we can't afford to do it. And so there's two parts of good news to it, if you could call it that. One part is that people are realizing just how expensive divorce really is, that setting up two households, no matter how many resources your family has, there's always a cost involved in setting up a second household. You have to be really super rich to not notice the extra cost. So that's one part of it. And the second part of it is that some couples are sticking it out and will eventually find that, maybe they can make it work. And that is what I would like to see a little bit more emphasis on in the commentary around this. The Washington Post is like wringing their hands over, isn't it terrible that people have to be living in the house separated from each other, and, oh, this is so convenient, inconvenient and such a problem. And, you know, the fact is that studies have shown that people who are going through a hard time in their married life, many of them who stick it out are happy they did 5 years later. So there may turn out to be some positive fallout from this, although, of course, the Washington Post will never report that, but there could actually be something positive from it.
How would you respond to somebody who says, look, whether it's staying together for the sake of the kids or staying together for the sake of the checkbook, the economy, even if it's just the family's economy, it's not a good reason to stay together?
Well, you know, you have to ask yourself, if a person is talking to you like that, you have to ask yourself, well, what would be a good reason to stay together? Is there any reason that would count as a good enough reason to stay together? I mean, the fact of the matter is that, marriage is meant to be a lifelong giving of the self to another person. And to reject another person, to cut yourself off from the gift that you have already given and from the gift that you've already received, to cut yourself off from that is always a serious business. And so I think that the presumption needs to be the other way. You see, the statement that you just made is a presumption in favor of divorce. And I think it would be better if we had a presumption in favor of staying married. Now, of course, there are serious reasons to get divorced. There are situations where, you know, people do end up separating and where it's the best thing and sometimes even the only thing that they can do. But if you're in one of these situations where you're living in the same house with the person because you can't afford to get a separate residence, you're not in a desperate situation, right? I mean, obviously the person is not chasing you around with a shotgun or a frying pan or something like that. If you can, in fact, live in the house together for 6 months waiting for the house to sell or waiting for whatever it is you're waiting for to have happen, you know, it can't be that it's a life-threatening, dangerous situation if you're doing that.
Let's talk about those costs of divorce. I mean, obviously, there's the intangible cost to,
yes,
which probably should be at the top of our list, primarily to children, should there be children. What are the other kind of costs?
Well, of course, I just mentioned there's the cost of setting up a second household that two people can live more cheaply as one, or two. What did I say? Two people can live cheaper than one. There's all the overhead associated with having a household and running a household. It's just cheaper from the point of view of living expenses. It's also cheaper to stay married a lot of times because of the benefits that a family has from specialization and cooperation and working together. And even when people are not very happy with each other, and even when you think your husband's being a jerk or whatever, you can still benefit from cooperating with one another if you will. And the plain fact is, Todd, in many cases, it's pride that is the big enemy of staying married, because it's pride that says this injury that he's just inflicted on me is more than I can bear, is more than I should have to bear. And a lot of times, if an outsider would look at the injury that you're so stressed about, it isn't in fact that big a deal. It's sort of a harm to your dignity or a harm to your view of yourself or how you think you should be treated. But in point of fact, a lot of irritations go on in married life that you can brush off, and that all things considered, you probably should brush off. So that's the kind of thing that I think people need more practice in learning how to do that, because we have this idea that we're supposed to be comfortable all the time, and life doesn't work that way. You know, there are plenty of times when people are a problem to one another, or people are irritating to one another, and that doesn't mean or needn't mean the end of the relationship. So it's hard to tell. When you read a story like the one you originally quoted from the Washington Post, it's really hard to tell from the information that they give you there whether people are divorcing for a very serious reason or what. You know, it's hard to tell what the problem is. But a lot of times people give up on the other person. And, you know, in point of fact, we all have situations where other people want to give up on us. You know, we could be on the receiving end of that, and that's not too nice to contemplate.
With about a minute, does divorce cost society?
Oh, my goodness, yes, I forgot that that's what you're... Does divorce cost society? Well, divorce ends up costing the society because of the impact that it has on children. And the children are very often, particularly if you're dealing with a low-conflict marriage, children are often very surprised and very disturbed by their parents' divorce. If there isn't high and visible conflict going on between them, children are often very disturbed by it. And then in that situation, the kids are upset and have psychological problems associated with their parents' divorce. And so there's a lot of costs associated with that. And then those children themselves grow up to be people who would like to get married and stay married, but who don't know how. They don't know how to commit. They're afraid of commitment. They have trust issues. These are the kind of young people that we encounter all the time, Todd, in the Ruth Institute when we're dealing with college-age students. There are a lot of young people who'd like to get married and stay married because they don't want their own kids to go through what they went through with divorce. But those kids have trouble knowing what to do, and that's why we're there at the Ruth Institute, to try to help them to see that love is worth the effort.
Dr. Jennifer Roback Morris is founder of the Ruth Institute, based in San Marcos, California. She taught economics for 15 years at Yale and George Mason Universities, and she's authored the books Love and Economics and Smart Sex. You'll find a link to Dr. Jennifer Roback Morris's blog at our website, issuesetc.org. Thank you, Jennifer.
Thanks, Todd.
When we come back, your comments from the Issues Etc. comment line. You know, we have this picture of marriage that somehow it's got to be just right or just nearly right. Otherwise, it's a failure. It's only going to get worse. That doesn't comport with my experience. And I think what it does is it cheapens marriage to simply a comfortable situation between two people. Maybe part of the reason that two people ought to marry and stay married is so they can go through that discomfort together, so they can weather that discomfort, be it economic or emotional or familial. They can weather that together with their kids as a family. When we come back, we'll hear what you have to say on the Issues Etc. comment line. Stay tuned.
When you need a friend, you have a friend in Jesus Christ, the Good Shepherd, and friends among his people at Good Shepherd Lutheran Church, Arnold, Missouri. At Good Shepherd Lutheran Church, we offer Christ-centered word and sacrament ministry, inspirational liturgical worship services, and faithful preaching and teaching. Sunday worship services are at 9 a.m. Sunday school and Bible class are at 10:30. We also have an excellent Christian preschool. We invite you to join us. Good Shepherd Lutheran Church, 2211 Tenbrook Road, Arnold, Missouri, 636-296-1292.
Issues Etc. is listener-supported. That means we rely on you for the continuation and expansion of this worldwide outreach. Hi, this is Todd Wilkin. Please consider making a tax-deductible gift to Issues Etc. today. You can donate online, issuesetc.org, or by check. Make your check payable to Lutheran Public Radio and send it to LPR, Box 912, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. Thanks for your support.
We love our on-demand listeners. You're listening to Issues Etc.
Thanks to the following congregations for standing with us by joining the Issues Etc. 300. Gloria Christi Lutheran, Greeley, Colorado. St. John's Lutheran, Rosemount, Minnesota. Trinity Lutheran, Waltham, Minnesota. Trinity Lutheran, Fredericktown, Missouri. Zion Lutheran, Gravelton, Missouri. Christ the King Lutheran, Billings, Montana, Redeemer Lutheran, Nashville, Tennessee, and Zion Lutheran, Douglas, Wyoming. Find out how your church can support this worldwide outreach by including Issues Etc. in your mission or advertising budget. Go to our website, issuesetc.org, and click support. When your congregation joins the Issues Etc. 300, we'll advertise your congregation on the radio, at our website, and in the Issues Etc. journal. issuesetc.org, click support. The Issues Etc. 300,